Welcome to Drop Reveal Automation for Modern Control with Vintage Tone. This is an advanced Ableton Live arrangement lesson aimed straight at drum and bass, where the goal is simple. Make the drop feel like it suddenly gets louder, wider, clearer, and more aggressive without actually just cranking volume. Because if the only reason your drop hits is it's louder, your limiter is going to punish you, your mix will fold, and the impact won't translate. What we want instead is perceived jump without a meter jump. We're going to build contrast. Veil the build-up, reveal the drop, and we're going to do it with a workflow you can reuse in basically any DNB project, bus-level processing, a couple of macros, and really intentional automation timing. Alright, let's build your drop reveal system. First, quick setup, routing and buses. We're doing this at the bus level so the entire record opens together. In arrangement view, select all your drum tracks. Kick, snare, hats, breaks, percussion, whatever you're using. Group them. Name that group drum bus. Then select your basses, synths, pads, atmospheres, tonal effects. Group those and name it music bus. Optional but very pro. Create a return track called build effects. This is where we'll push reverb and delay during the build-up without smearing the drop. Think of it as build-up hype in a box. Now we start with the star of the show. The veil into reveal chain on the music bus. On the music bus, we're going to stack a few stock devices in a specific order, because order matters. The idea is, we create tension, and then we remove the blockers right at the downbeat. Device 1. Auto filter. Set it to low pass. 24 dB slope. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB depending on material. Keep the envelope off. We're not doing automatic movement, we're doing arrangement automation. Here's the automation concept. About 8 bars before the drop, set your cutoff somewhere in the covered, but still musical range, roughly 800 Hz to 2K Hz. You want to still hear the groove and pitch, but you're taking the top off. Then in the last bar before the drop, dip it even further, like 250 to 500 Hz. This is the veil getting thicker. You're basically telling the listener, something's coming, but I'm not letting you have it yet. And then at the drop, hard snap open, fully open, 18 to 20K, whatever is effectively open for that device. Teacher note, that snap is the emotional moment. The build-up can curve and tease, but the downbeat wants to be instant. That's how you get that doors blown off the hinges feeling. Device 2. Saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. And then do the most important part. Trim the output so it's not louder just because you added drive. This is a big theme today. You're not allowed to cheat with volume. You can make it feel bigger, but the fader shouldn't be doing the storytelling. Automation-wise, you can add a touch more drive during the build-up to create pressure under the filter. On some rollers you'll keep it steady. On more modern techie stuff you might actually pull the drive back slightly at the drop so the transient clarity comes through. That seems backwards, but it works. Less fuzz at the moment of impact can read as more punch. Device 3. EQ8 for a controlled brightness reveal. Add a high shelf around 6 to 10kHz. During the build-up, pull that shelf down, maybe minus 3 to minus 8 dB. At the drop, automate it back to 0. If your track is super dark, you might even let it go slightly positive, like plus 1. But be careful. 2 dB can be the difference between expensive and painful. Then add a low mid-dip band around 250 to 400 Hz. Here's the trick. In the build-up, you dip less or not at all, because you actually want some boxy energy to build tension behind the veil. At the drop, dip a little more, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB, so when everything arrives the mix feels clean and separated. Device 4, utility. This is your width reveal. In the build-up, keep the width more restrained, like 80 to 100%. At the drop, open it up to 110 to 130%, only if your sides are actually healthy and not facey. And important sub-discipline. Don't widen your low end. Ideally, your sub lives on its own channel or even its own SUB bus. If your music bus includes bass, consider splitting your routing. SUB bus for pure low fundamentals, and MID bass plus music for everything that can move and widen. Put the veil and width stuff on the mid bass and music, not the sub. Your sub should be boring, stable, and confident. At this point, your music bus is doing the main reveal job, darker and tenser in the build-up, then open, bright, wide and clear at the drop. That's the masking. Now, let's make the drums do their own reveal, because drum impact in DNB is often transient and contrast, not loudness. On the drum bus, at drum bus, set drive around 2 to 6. Crunch subtle, maybe 0 to 20. Small moves. Boom. Careful. In DNB the sub is usually owned by the bass, so don't let drum bus boom fight your low end. Now the key parameter, transience. Set it so the buildup is a little softer, like +5. Then automate it to jump at the drop, like +15 to +25. That's your snare stands up moment. Add a saturator after drum bus. Very subtle. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. We're not going for fuzz. We're going for glue and density. Optionally, add EQ8 with a tiny high shelf at 8 to 12 kHz. Pull it down a little in the buildup, -2 to -4, and return it to 0 at the drop. Again, small moves. In drum and bass, half a decibel can be audible because the drums are so exposed. Now let's talk about space, because one of the most modern sounding drop reveals is not tone, it's dryness. The silence reveal. On your build FX return, put a reverb. Hybrid reverb is perfect. Set it to a hall style. Decay around 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so it stays out of the way of the initial transient. High cut the reverb somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't hiss all over your mix. During the buildup, send snare fills, vocal chops, atmo stabs, little transition elements into that return. Build the sense of space and size. Then, right at the downbeat of the drop, kill it. Either automate the return track volume down fast, or automate all those sends back to zero. That sudden dryness reads as impact. Your brain goes, oh, we arrived. Optional upgrade. Put echo after the reverb on the return, and automate feedback down at the drop too. Or even better, add a compressor on the return sidechain from the kick or the drum bus. That way, even if some tail remains, every kick and snare punches a hole in it automatically, and the drop stays clean. Now, instead of drawing a million automation lanes every track, we're going to consolidate this into a playable system. On Music Bus, select Auto Filter, EQ8, Utility, and even Saturator if you want it included. Group them into an audio effect rack. Map the important parameters to macro 1 and name it reveal. Map filter cutoff, the high shelf gain, and utility width. Optionally map saturation drive, but keep it subtle. Here's a coaching tip. Macro mapping discipline matters. Give yourself sensible ranges. Filter cutoff can be a wide range. Width should be a small safe range like 90 to 120, not 50 to 200. High shelf should usually be a couple dB, not 10. When you turn reveal, it should feel like clarity, air, and openness, not my mix falls apart in three different ways. Do a similar rack on drum bus. Map drum bus transients to a macro called punch. Optionally, map a tiny drum brightness shelf to another macro called IR. If you're on live 11 or later, use macro variations. Make a build-up variation, a pre-drop choke variation, and a drop variation. You can snap between them, or automate the macro smoothly. That's how you turn this into a repeatable production habit. Now let's put this into arrangement timing, because timing is half the genre in drum and bass. Use DNB phrasing, 16 or 32 bar sections. Plan 3 scales of contrast. Section scale, from 16 to 8 bars before the drop. Slow movement. This is where your reveal macro creeps, your space rises, your veil starts closing a little. Bar scale, from 8 to 2 bars before the drop. More obvious moves. Filter more closed, reverb more present. Width may be even slightly reduced so you've got somewhere to go. Beat scale, the last 2 beats before the drop. This is where you do the choke. Keep it short. 1/8 to 1/4 bar is often enough. A longer choke can sound like a mistake, like you accidentally muted something. Choke options. Pinch the filter, reduce width. Dip the music bus volume by 1 or 2 dB for literally a beat, or do a quick band pass pinch. Then at the drop, instant reveal. Filter open, shelf back to 0, width open. Build effects return killed, drum transients jump. If you're feeling brave and it suits the subjitter, you can do a micro stutter right before the drop, like an 8th note beat repeat moment, then slam it off. Jungle Revival and Rollers can take this really well when it's tasteful. Now, Vintage Tone. The whole point is modern control without losing character. On Music Bus after Saturator, you can add Redux sparingly. Downsample around 1.2 to 3.0. Usually keep bit reduction off or minimal. Automate a little more in the buildup, then less or off. On the drop so the impact is clean. For subtle warble and glue, add chorus ensemble very gently. Amount like 5 to 15%, rate 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. But keep that on upper layers, not the sub. You can even automate modulation amount down right at the drop for a tighten moment, then slowly reintroduce it over 8 bars, so the drop evolves without getting messy. And here's another tone trick. Make the veil tonal, not just dull. In auto filter, add a little resonance and sweep that resonant peak upward in the last bar, not whistling, just enough to feel like a mechanical opening. It makes the transition feel intentional and cinematic. Another psychological trick. Noise. Make a noise texture track. High pass it. Send it to build effects and automate it up through the buildup. Then cut it hard at the drop. The sudden removal of noise makes the drop feel clearer even if you didn't boost any highs. That's pure perception, and it works. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you don't sabotage your own reveal. Mistake 1. Revealing by volume only. Don't do it. Use contrast. Brightness, width, dryness, transience. If you do need a tiny volume move, keep it tiny and intentional, like a 1 dB choke right before the downbeat, not a 4 dB jump at the drop. Mistake 2. Filtering the entire master. Unless you really know what you're doing, don't veil the master. Veil buses. Keep drums and sub stable. Mistake 3. Widening the low end. Keep your sub mono. Reveal should come from mids and highs. Mistake 4. Oversaturating pre-drop. If you spend all your headroom in the buildup, the drop has nowhere to go. Keep some restraint. Mistake 5. Not resetting FX returns. Long reverb tails into the drop will blur kick and snare. Kill the return. Pull the sends, or duck it with sidechain. Now some advanced variations if you want to push this into pro territory. Try dual stage reveal. Reveal A for tone and space, like filter, shelf, and return kill. Then reveal B for energy, like transient spike or a parallel clipper blend on drums. Automate A across the buildup, but fire B only on the downbeat and first couple bars. That gives you front-loaded impact. Then you relax it so the drop doesn't fatigue. Another advanced trick is a mid-slash-side spotlight reveal. Make an audio effect rock on music bus with two chains. One chain is mid-focused, utility width to zero, basically centered. The other is side emphasis, a little extra width and a high shelf. Crossfade between them with a macro, so the buildup is mid-heavy and the drop unfolds into sides. This feels like the mix physically opens up. This audio version is shortened for playback.